Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cody Westerlund covers the Bulls for 670thescore.com. He joins me now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's going on, Cody?
How you doing today, Grody?
I am well. So what was the best part of the Bulls win last night? There's so many things, but what stands out?
Well, I think last night, again, we need to not stray too far from DeMar DeRozan, because I think what he's doing is simply spectacular. So there's a lot to break down in all these Bulls games now, because the whole team's playing so well and they're getting contributions from so many. They're making good adjustments. But like, it's starting with DeMar DeRozan every single night. He's third in the NBA in scoring. He's doing it at an efficient rate. I had 38 last night. Might have had 40. Was joking after the game. He got tired. Wasn't really out there for too much longer chasing hoops at the end. Even though Zach LaVine wanted him to get two more to get that 40 spot. But he's just been sensational night after night after night, Grody. Like, off the top of my head, like, maybe one game that he had, it seems like, was poor. He's at least bringing just that baseline of solid play every single night. You know you're going to get 27 points from him almost every night. And he's just transformed the team. And it's not just because he's scoring, but this guy takes care of the basketball so, so well. And we know turnovers have been a problem for the Bulls in recent years. And they've been a turnover for Zach LaVine, but when he doesn't have to handle the ball as much, they're not as big of a problem for him. There's not as big of a problem for others. So, like, just his presence and what he does well, the traits he brings to the basketball floor, like, it's transforming the team in a lot of ways. So I think I would start with DeMar DeRozan when you ask about that, because again, everyone's making contributions, but this guy is an early season MVP candidate.
Is what he is doing right now sustainable, Cody? Is this him?
Yeah, I think it's sustainable for the most part. I mean, I don't know if we should expect him to hit 1 3-pointer every game, because he didn't do that a lot in recent years. But when he's wide open, he's knocking them down right now. Shooting 51% from the field, that might tick down a tad just because he is at times so reliant on that mid-range game, and he has been so hot, it seems like. But this is a guy, one of the best in the NBA at getting to the free throw line. I see no reason why that should stop. I see no reason why what he's doing night after night when it comes to getting to his spots on the floor, still sharing the ball well with his teammates, pitching in on the rebounding front, and just doing what this team needs, and taking on that responsibility every night too, in big moments to help the Bulls kind of stem runs of other teams or make big plays in clutch moments. I think pretty much everything he's doing is sustainable. Obviously, there might be a slight downtick in the efficiency just because he has been so good on that front. But yeah, you have to think that's why the Bulls got him. That's what he's doing, and they expect him to keep it up.
You mentioned sharing the ball, that he's no problem with it. It seems to me, to that end, that they're – it's early, but there does not appear to be any issue between him and Zach LaVine, and that had to have been a small concern going into the season.
Absolutely, that was a fair concern to have. And I think Zach, on that front that you bring it up, like, he deserves credit, right? Because this is a contract year for him. And naturally, anyone in a contract year wants to have a huge year. You want to be the number one guy every single night. And Zach has had no problems taking a back seat to DeMar DeRozan when DeMar's hot and kind of playing wingman sometimes. Now, it's easy when you're scoring 25, 26 points too still and getting yours. It's easier to play wingman rather than scoring 15 points a night. So by no means is Zach not getting his too. But like, DeRozan has been the guy the offense runs through in some big moments. Zach's been fine with that. I think he's gotten some easier shots. So I think that's a testament to Zach LaVine's unselfishness. And I think that's kind of just bled through the whole team when you add these new guys like DeMar DeRozan and then Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso. Like, these guys have all been unselfish players in previous stops in their career for the most part. And not that Zach was in the past, but he was asked to do so much that it felt like he always had to do everything. And when he shared the ball, it was to teammates who couldn't play make as well. Well, now he's got teammates helping make plays for him, and he's accepted that. And we've seen it on his Olympic gold medal run with Team USA, where he had a different role and such. Certainly doesn't have that role with the Bulls, but he has stepped back just a little bit and let DeMar lead the way when the Bulls have needed to. And it's working out brilliantly. I thought the offense... I thought DeMar DeRozan was going to be a big help to the offense, but I didn't expect it to be this smooth this quickly, yeah. Just how everything's gone.
No doubt. Cody Westerlund covers the Bulls for 670thescore.com. I'm Mark Grody filling in for Lawrence Holmes here on the Score. And maybe Lonzo Ball is playing with a chip on his shoulder, you know, coming from the high stock that he did in the NBA, now on his third team, 7 of 10 from 3. Why does he look so comfortable with the Bulls, and what was it about him and his other stops that they thought he was expendable?
Yeah, that's the great question. No one understands what David Griffin and the Pelicans were doing this offseason when they had some measure of leverage and control over Lonzo Ball with him being a restricted free agent. And say what you want, they just let him walk to Chicago. I know they got, a second-round draft pick and Satoransky and a little bit there in the sign-and-trade, but for what Lonzo Ball's doing for the Bulls, and it might end up costing them another first-round pick depending on the outcome of the tampering investigation. Even if it does, it's worth it for this Bulls team, what he's giving night to night. And I don't think that he's doing anything that's drastically different for what he was doing for the Pelicans. Like, he's still more of a three-point shooter in the half court, still a little bit more of an off-ball guy in the half court. It's just that, like, this Bulls team needed that, and I think they appreciate it more. The looks are probably a little cleaner. He's still not a guy who's going to go to the rim and finish strong possession after possession. You're not putting him in pick and roll 30 times a game at the top of the key or anything like that. So I don't think he was asked to change a great deal. I just feel like Lonzo's unselfishness is a trait the Bulls needed so much, and that shined through, that I think we're like, whoa, is this what he was before? Well, yeah, it's what he was before. He just wasn't playing on a team that needed it as much, maybe at the time, in the way their system was flourishing or the way their system was being run. I don't know that that trait could flourish as much, but like, we see it play after play in this Bulls game. Like, Zach LaVine's good at getting up and down the court. Some of these other guys on the Bulls are good at running too. And Lonzo is a fantastic hit-ahead passer, and he's throwing those passes to Zach. Sometimes last night, Zach LaVine throws him one for an easy bucket as well that they got really excited about. But I just think it's really just a matter of fit. Like, I've always liked Lonzo Ball's game dating back to UCLA, and he just does a lot of things on the court well, and that makes you a very well-rounded, solid player, and that's what the Bulls needed. Too many one-dimensional players in past years, and Lonzo also knows his weaknesses. We've seen him struggle finishing at the rim sometimes on two-pointers, and then he goes out there, and like you said, like 7 of 10 on three-pointers, he knows, you know what, I need to go shoot three-pointers. Let Zach and DeMar finish at the rim a little bit more. So he knows how to mitigate his weaknesses as well, and he's done a little bit of that.
Coby White, back for the first time last night, played 10 minutes. I think he did goose egg as far as scoring is concerned. What did you make of his return and Coby White going forward?
Yeah, well, it was great to see him on the court. You know, like, this is a guy that meant a lot to the Bulls last year. He was asked to do too much by this team, frankly, to be a lead guard, to be that lead point guard. And I think he's going to fit in a lot better this year for the Bulls when he's fully healthy, fully in form. Again, just when he's back from this shoulder injury. And it's something that could take a few games here, maybe a couple weeks for him to feel 100% comfortable. But this is a guy that's going to be asked to space the floor. The Bulls are one of the lowest volume three-point shooting teams in the NBA, even though they can hit them at a solid clip. They just need guys to hoist some more that are comfortable doing so time and again. And, you know, in a way, like these guys like Javonte Green, like when he's wide open in the corner a few times a game to shoot three-pointers, that's fine. But he's not a guy that's comfortable shooting 8 3-pointers in a game or something. And Coby White is. So I imagine he'll come off the bench and be asked to provide a scoring punch for a bench that has played well for long stretches, but the bench has been carried from an offensive standpoint by DeMar DeRozan for long stretches, or maybe someone else in the starting unit who plays on that reserve unit. So the Bulls could use more scoring punch from their bench just because they have been so reliant on Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. And over the course of 82 games, they might wear down a little bit, or that just might be a lot to ask. Their efficiency could drop a little bit. So you want to see someone like Coby step up, and I think he's going to have that option. Now, he's got to get used to, I think, a little bit how he'll be used in this system. Like, this Bulls team isn't going to ask him to be on the ball as much. So at the end of the year last year, we kind of saw him off the ball with some two-man game with Nikola Vucevic. Maybe we see that again. Maybe we see him spotting up a little bit more and being that secondary penetrator or initiator of an offense, getting to the hoop and stuff. But I think they want him to stand out there and fire away and shoot when he gets open looks, and I think that's something he can do well when he's comfortable.
Is there any part of this, and I don't want to be like Debbie Downer to this Bulls party, which essentially we've been having on the Score since the season started. It's been the Bulls are fun. They're great. They're awesome. This is the best. It's so, especially relative to the last couple of years. But is there anything in the big picture we look at the Bulls and say, yeah, we got to keep it as good as things are. We got to keep an eye on fill in the blank that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back a little bit to their size and defensive rebounding. It's been amazing to me, Grody, that this team's ninth or 10th in the NBA in defensive rebounding rate. Like, that should be a weakness on paper, right? Because they're playing small lineups and just playing bigger teams a lot of times. And their guards are getting after it. You know, like Vucevic is doing his job down there when he's been healthy before he landed in COVID protocols rebounding. But like Lonzo Ball's chipping in, DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, these guys are really buying into that. But that hasn't been a problem yet. I still think it's a potential problem. They're going to have to team rebound really well all year. We already saw here Derrick Jones Jr. getting a little bit more run as the five last night against the Lakers. Worked out brilliantly. The guy played his tail off, followed the game plan to perfection, really, and gave them what they needed. But if you move forward and look, like, that could still be a problem, in my opinion, for the Bulls is one area. Like, they're kind of reliant sometimes now on forcing turnovers from a defensive perspective, and they do that really well. Like, Caruso and Lonzo Ball get after the ball, slap it away, get the Bulls out in transition. But when you face teams that are a little bit more disciplined, take care of the ball a little bit better teams, like, then the defensive rebounding becomes more important. And I think that's something, an indicator that I'll watch for much of the year to see how that's doing. Like, if that fades, they could have a lot of trouble against, you know, elite teams or really good teams. If they can hang in there and gang rebound as a team, I think they can be okay to still play at a really high level against the best.
Cody, love talking Bulls ball with you. Thank you for joining the Lawrence Holmes Show, as always, my friend.
Thank you very much, and have a good rest of the show.
Yeah, man. Take care. Have a great day. That's Cody Westerlund. Covers the Bulls for 670thescore.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.